to episode 469 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Donna and George, and we're also excited to welcome Amy back to the show.
Yay! Thank you!
So the national parks are calling, and Globus can take you there. Picture yourself visiting the Grand Canyon, Lake Powell, Bryce Canyon, and more, all without having to drive or plan your itinerary. This past summer, Amy and her daughter left the details to Globus and went from Phoenix to Las Vegas, hitting all the sights along the way, and she's here tonight to tell us about it. So let's get started.
I know, I feel like I need to, I wish we had like a video thing. I have so many pictures. And
oh, I know, your pictures are so cool.
So,
this was amazing.
Yeah, it was fun to look back to find some.
Yeah. So how did you pick this one?
So I was actually, I can't say that I was thinking in my head, I need to go to Grand Canyon. I was actually looking for dates that would work mm-hmm. for something in the U.S. It was August, and this one was available. It was pretty later in the summer that I was looking. Mm-hmm. This was open, and because Globus does sell ahead of time, especially for these parks. So the timing was good for me, but not good to be in Arizona or out west. It was August.
Yeah, it was hotter than Hades.
It was so hot. We, and I knew going in, so I bought water bottles, like the water bottles, we had a strap and we could put our phone in it. And that was pretty much my purse. And I kept that thing full of water and Gatorade the whole time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, that's why I picked it, because I wanted to go with my daughter who was going back to college, and I had this small time frame to work with mm-hmm. and that worked. So that was it.
So you start in Phoenix. I've never been to Arizona, so I'm kind of jealous.
It.
Yeah.
I love Phoenix, but part of the way when you leave Phoenix on this trip, you don't actually stay overnight in Sedona, but you do get an afternoon there. And okay. I love Sedona. That is like, it's kind of like being on another planet.
Oh, really?
The Red Rocks. I mean, it's really cool though. It's
like
so
Mars.
It's beautiful. Now Phoenix, it was funny. Again, it was August. So just keep that in mind. But the hotel that we stayed at was the Point Hilton. Oh my gosh, I forget the name of it. It's huge. It was a huge hotel. Tons of different pools. Tons of restaurants. It's a beautiful resort. And Emma and I thought, oh, we will tour around the hotel, get our bearings, and go to the pool. It was so hot. And my daughter is 21. Even she, we could not handle it. We walked a few streets, a few blocks of the hotel, and it was so hot we had to go back in the room. We didn't even want to go to the pool. It was too hot to go to the pool.
Wow.
It was like swimming in a bathtub.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy.
Exactly.
So they always say, though, that it's like a dry heat. So did you, I mean, you're in North Carolina in the summer. That is steamy mm-hmm. hot. So was there a difference?
It's a dry heat. And let me say, when I was breathing in, like I felt my whole neck just felt like it was burning. I felt like one of those apples that, you know, dries out. In the holidays, you do those dried apple things. I felt like my whole face was going wrinkly and my lips were crinkling. It was really, really hot. But you know what? Once we got past, we were in Phoenix and Sedona. And we might have been a little bit luckier in Sedona with the weather. But as we got a little bit further north, mm-hmm. it really was a lot. It was beautiful. Nights were in the 60s. So it was great.
Oh,
it was beautiful.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
It's not bad at all. So did you do the, I looked at your itinerary and it looked so cool. It said there was an optional Jeep tour through Red Rock Canyon. Is that Sedona?
That's Sedona. And I had done that before and we debated, but Emma and I decided instead to tour around the little downtown Sedona and get our fortunes told. Do like a psychic reading.
Oh, nice.
Because they're all over down there. Uh-huh. The vortexes are huge there. You always hear about the vortexes in Sedona. And it's just this very big spiritual and crystals and all that stuff there. So it's a really funky, cool town. And because we weren't there overnight, we didn't have enough time to do both the Jeep tour and walk around. So we chose to walk around. You might be there two to 3 hours.
Okay. So then you're off to the Grand Canyon and you do a couple nights at the Grand Canyon?
Yeah. And you stay. So when you're at the Grand Canyon, some people might think it's good, some bad, depending on your travel, like what you like. But the hotel in the Grand Canyon is nothing luxurious. But you are in the Grand Canyon, and you are I mean, you are right there, and it is so convenient and right across. And it's where the Globus tour puts you is the nicest hotel in the Grand Canyon. Yeah. But it's the basics. It's clean. It's got everything you need. You have your own private bathroom. You've got your beds. It's fine. It's just nothing luxurious. Mm-hmm. Right across the street, though, is one of the it almost feels like a campground when you're there. Right across the street is one of their restaurants. And there was a live band playing, and you could get drinks. And now that my daughter's 21, that was pretty cool. So we were getting drinks and ate over there. And at night, the stars are amazing. So yeah. We had the stargazing app on our phone, and we were able to look up at the sky and see all the constellations. But it was a basic hotel, but like I said, you're right in the Grand Canyon, and they have an amazing bus system that can get you everywhere. And we were there, I think, 2 nights.
Yeah. So when you say in the Grand Canyon, do you mean you're like down in the canyon?
I'm sorry. No. We were not down.
No, yet. They don't. Okay. That's just. Okay. That's hiking. All the hotels are up on the rim.
Right. Okay. Sorry. Thank you, Donna. Yeah. No. I'm in the Grand Canyon Park.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool. So that seems like, kind of like glamping almost, but I guess you're actually in a hotel, but yeah.
And I'm not a camper lover, so this was fine for me. It was great. The days were still hot in August, and you know, this summer we were reading so much about people that were passing out or having to be airlifted out of the Grand Canyon. And it's funny, actually, while we were there, do you remember this story this summer, this 14 or 12-year-old boy who was on the Bright Angel Trail that I was on with Emma, was getting out of the way for another tourist to take a picture and fell? Do you remember this?
No.
He fell, and they were able to get him out, and he's okay. But this is a really, like, I'm scared of heights. And I got on that trail, and there's no handrails. Like, this is Bright Angel Trail. You can go different various lengths down, and it'll take you all the way down to the bottom eventually. But I just wanted to try it. I got a few, I don't know, maybe 300 feet down, and I was like, okay, I'm turning around. I got to go.
Yeah.
There's no railing. It's so small, and there's donkeys, so we'll pass you on this trail.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. I was just fine looking over. You know, I was kind of a nervous Nelly, especially with my daughter there. I didn't have control. And I didn't, I was like, don't get too close to the edge and da 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 da. But it's beautiful.
I know. It feels almost like you have this feeling that nothing bad can happen because I'm in this, like, it's a national park and it's like,
it's a vacation,
you know,
too.
Yeah, right. But yeah, I'm with you. I would always be like, I was always like that when we would go to Yosemite too.
And you've been to Grand Canyon, right, Sandy?
I have been like over the Grand Canyon. We did an excursion from Vegas. We were on our honeymoon. So we did like a helicopter tour of the Grand Canyon, but I haven't like walked around and done that. So
we did the helicopter tour one day too. Emma convinced me, even with my fear of heights. And I was having a minor anxiety attack, no joke. I had my eyes closed the whole time.
Oh, wow.
And I was gripping onto the side, and I just was like deep breathing, trying to get through it. I would open my eyes every once in a while, and I just couldn't. And I was so mad, but I could not. Emma, however, filmed the whole thing. She was in the front seat, loved it. Oh, so nice. I have her video.
Good. At least you can relive it that way.
Oh, my
Well, gosh. Yeah, but you do get motion sickness. I said helicopter, but I was actually in one of those it was a small plane. It wasn't a helicopter when I did it. And I did get a little sick too, because I guess the air currents in there are, you know, really.
And that freaked me out. I thought we were crashing every time we would go through. Yeah. Yeah. That was not my type of excursion, but I did it for Emma, and it's not cheap.
Well, now you never have to do it again.
I will never do it again.
You're like, I know now. So that was a paid one that wasn't included.
Exactly.
Yeah, so what kind of stuff was included up to now?
So our guide, so you have to remember with Globus, like, we're getting from Phoenix to through Sedona up to the Grand Canyon, up through all these places on a motorized coach. Coach with a bathroom in it, with Wi-Fi in it, air conditioning, really plush. And you have your tour guide with you the entire time. So he's in the parks with us at the hotels. He's on the coach with us. And for this itinerary, most of the time, he's our tour guide for everything. So he would take us on paths and take us down trails. He lives out this way. Mm-hmm. So he knows a lot of the just different back roads and different paths to take. And he knows the area really well. Our guide did. He's amazing. I'm trying to remember. So the first night we were on our own, we did dinner the next day, the bus system in the Grand Canyon, he explained all that. So you were kind of on your own too, but he did say he would do an optional hike. So mm-hmm. some people did that. That's where Emma and I did our own thing though. Honestly, most people opted for the extra excursion in the Grand Canyon. I don't think there was anything other than just like a hike that was included that day.
Right. Were there like ranger talks and stuff? Because you were
you could do ranger talks. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there was one about the night skies too, about constellations.
Oh, nice.
There, you could go up and view the sunset at night with all the bus system in the parks. Mm-hmm. You just hopped on a bus and you could go up to the very top area. We did that one night.
Uh-huh.
I know, it's crazy. Like, why did I choose this itinerary if I had a fear of heights? I will say, through the whole itinerary, the Grand Canyon is, once we left the Grand Canyon, for me, I was able to breathe. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the rest of it. It is beautiful. It was just not it made me anxious.
Yeah.
But the rest of the itinerary was great for me. I loved it.
Okay. So let's leave the Grand Canyon.
Okay. So let's get out of there. Like, I'm having anxiety right now.
Where did you go after that?
Are you looking at the map?
I'm looking at the, I made like bullet points of your itinerary. So I see Monument Valley.
Yeah. So that was amazing. And that was, and I wish that I could remember all of the scientific facts. Like, this is the stuff that our tour guide was explaining, how these things formed. Mm-hmm. That again is like being on another planet, and it is up high and it is a big hole in the ground, but it didn't make me nervous like Grand Canyon did. We were able to walk. We took a pathway. Actually, I have a video of that. I wasn't nervous at all. It was narrow, but it just wasn't quite as deep as the Grand Canyon, maybe, is why it didn't freak me out. And it was a long hike. And going back up, it was really, it was strenuous. But beautiful just going through that. It's these long spheres, like, coming out of the ground. It almost looks like drip castles, if you ever made those at the beach. And all these different shades of oranges and reds and tans. It was gorgeous. I did love that area.
The picture you sent me, there's a picture of you and Emma with like these cave kind of looking things behind you. Is that?
I think that was one of the ones.
Okay. Yeah, it's the picture I chose for the cover.
Yeah, I think that's.
It looks so cool because it looks almost like, I mean, you can see the strata and all the rocks and like the sun shining through behind you. It's really, really
I should have taken notes because there was a lot of science behind why these formed and what the different layers and colors mean. It was really interesting when he was telling us, but that's not stuff that my brain sticks with.
Yeah, I know. It's like one of those things. It's like, oh, I'm really glad I saw this. So did you, a lot of the stuff they said in the itinerary was this with the Navajo guide, this with the Navajo guide. So is that your main guide, the Navajo guide?
No. So no, the Navajo guide comes in. Oh my gosh, Sandy, I'm sorry. I'm getting mixed up. Monument Valley is not what I'm talking about. I'm so sorry. I need to go. I should have put that thing in front of me. Monument Valley, we did have a guide. I'm sorry. Gosh, I should have put that in. I should have looked at this before we talked. I thought I would remember everything great because it just happened in August. Monument Valley, we did have the Navajo guide. And this is where you were on this truck and you're dusty. And we actually put on masks. So it was so dusty and with red dust. And there's no bathroom, so just go before you get on the bus. If Emma was here, she would tell you her story, but we'll save that for another day. And there are stories about all these different monuments, too. There's one called the Three Sisters, and I have three daughters, so I had to take the picture of the Three Sister monument. There is a little restaurant there in the beginning, and that was part of what Globus would take you to this restaurant. You try some of their, I think it's called fry bread.
Yeah, that's what it has.
I love fry bread.
Yeah. I'd never had it. That was really good.
It so is that really good.
Yeah, and they made these like burritos out of it or something.
Yeah, I had like tacos.
Yeah, maybe it was tacos, burritos, something Mexican. Did you go there too, Donna?
I have been there, yes.
Oh, why didn't you stop me and say, Amy, I think we're talking about something different.
I haven't been to Monument Valley, but I've been to the Grand Canyon, and actually I had fry bread in Tulsa, Oklahoma when I was visiting the Cherokee Nation.
Okay.
It's a American Indian cuisine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, and there was a lot of talk while we were there about the politics of the water and the water reservoirs and who gets the water. And
that's a big fight right now. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, okay, so that was Monument Valley. I'm sorry, Sandy. Okay,
keep so going. That was the four-wheel drive backcountry tour.
And yes, very so dusty.
It's, Monument Valley, though, is like the, I don't know, I always go back to Soarin'. That's like in Soarin', right?
I didn't, so that's, I'm not as, that's Disney? Is that Disney?
Yeah, it's at Epcot. You haven't been on the new Soarin'? No. It's like they have, well, the big, I don't know how to describe them. Yeah. I mean, it looks almost like, well, it probably is what happened. Like, it used to be a river coming through there, and it's just like pieces that are still left, you know, and they're very skinny and tall.
Yeah.
There was a Bette Midler movie where she ran across it at the end. Do you remember?
And this was also where like that Jeep commercial was filmed. You know that Jeep Cherokee commercial that they used to put that truck and they drop it from a helicopter on top of this big rock?
Okay.
You
remember
that?
Yeah.
That's where that was too.
Okay.
They got
my phone. Why would you do that? Okay. So then you go to Lake Powell, and I'm assuming it's still like, do you swim? Can you swim there? Do you water sports?
One thing we were told is that this is the Lake Powell, I guess, had been really, really dry the last few years.
Yeah, it's gone down, you know, many, 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 many feet.
Yes, and dead bodies were found because that's where, like, Capone and all the mobsters would
kill
everybody in Vegas and dump them in Lake Powell, and all these bodies were getting found.
Oh, my gosh.
So, no swimming. There's a ton of boats.
Yeah.
There's a swimming pool. You can get a swimming pool at the resort. But Lake Powell, it was up while we were there.
It's been way up.
Yeah, and our guide was even saying he hadn't been there in over a year, and he's like, even since last year, I'm just so excited that there was this one area he pointed out where boats couldn't even pass for a few years, and now it's okay. And that was gorgeous. That scenery, it was so serene, and it's so quiet, and again, with the stars at night, it's just pitch black. There's restaurants around there that we went to, and the resort itself is really nice. There was a cool bar. Emma and I did not do it, but one of the extra excursions that most people did was they went to a dinner with a tribal dance and like a folklore kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We opted out of that one just to chill out that night, but everybody that came back said they really enjoyed that.
You guys opted out of a lot of stuff.
We did a lot. I feel like we did a lot. Yeah. What else did I opt out of?
I don't know. You said you didn't do that one tour in Sedona.
Oh, right. Because we've done that before. Yeah, the Jeep tour. Yeah. Emma would like that. Pink Jeep tours, they're awesome. If you are out in that area, pink Jeep tours are great.
Yeah. Cool. So, yeah, and Lake Powell, I used to have this, like, bucket list thing where I wanted to rent a houseboat on Lake Powell.
Yeah, they were all over there. Yeah, we saw them.
Yeah, it just looked amazing when I started looking at it. I'm like, ooh, I should do this. But that was years and years ago. It's
so pretty. My pictures did not do that area justice.
So the Antelope Slot Canyon, is that where that picture's from?
Antelope Slot Canyon. Hold on, let me see. That was where the funky lighting is.
Okay.
That was like where those, you know where you always get those, you see people walking through all the rocks and like you're in the rocks. Uh-huh. And the light is coming down on you from above and it makes all these formations. And that was another Navajo guide.
Uh-huh.
But she knew, and she was awesome too. She knew just where to place you in the time of day that the light was going to be at certain places to make it look like a heart or make it come down like a rainbow or whatever. So she helped us with her, and how to do these special effects on your phone too, to make.
Oh, that's a very interesting little guide thing that doesn't normally happen.
Right. So. And it wasn't like editing these pictures. It was just hold your camera this way or do certain things with your phone to make this picture come out the right way. She was awesome. And she was explaining how that whole area too, like when it rains, it changes. Like every time you do a tour there, if there's been a rainstorm, everything changes. Like the dirt will pile in and where you used to be 10 feet up from something, now you are 3 feet. Like it just brings dirt in and other times it washes it out.
Yeah, you got to worry about flash flooding.
Yes,
during monsoon season.
That's exactly what they said. Emma loved, that was one of her favorite tours. There's Antelope Slot. Now, again, there's a long, dusty ride out there. So I only say this because if you're somebody who has asthma, you might want to wear cloth or something over your mouth because there's a lot of dust and dirt coming up on you.
Yeah, that's a good tip. All right. So then you're on to Bryce Canyon.
Okay, Bryce
in Utah.
Yes, Bryce is where those pictures came from.
So that was the Hoodoos?
The Hoodoos. Yes. Yeah, and that was where I hiked down, and it was a strenuous hike up, so let's repeat that. It was still a hole in the ground, but it was not quite like the Grand Canyon. I wasn't as freaked out at all. It was beautiful.
The trails in Bryce are not quite as steep either.
Yeah, right.
And they're much wider.
Yes, I agree. And even though there's no railings, I just didn't have that, oh my God, I'm going to fall and die feeling everywhere.
Did you spend the night there, or was that just like a day trip?
Are you looking at it? I feel like we did not. We were Phoenix one night, Grand Canyon two nights.
There aren't a lot of hotels right around there.
I think you probably
stayed in St. George, which is the biggest city, quote unquote, in the area.
We stayed at Lake Powell. I'm trying to remember from Lake Powell we did. What was right after Lake Powell?
So it says Lake Powell, Antelope Slot Canyon, and then Bryce Canyon, and then Zion.
Okay.
Because, you got to drive up to Utah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I don't remember. Zion. And Zion is where it did rain on us, actually. I'm going to have to go back and look at that. I'm sorry. Maybe.
That's okay. So you don't remember anything? My note on Zion was massive stone formations, but it sounds like it's kind of what they all were about this point.
Yeah, there was a lot of stone formations. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what our guide keeps saying. He's like, there's a big hole in the ground. There's a lot of rocks. but everywhere we went was different. It all looked different. It never got boring, ever.
So what was the makeup of the rest of the group? Because I know you said one of the hikes was pretty strenuous. So was it, because normally when you think guided tour, you might think, I don't know, families definitely, but like sometimes it's older people. So what was it like?
Yeah, I was so surprised in August, as hot as it was, to see so many people 60 and over.
Like, oh, really?
Easily. Okay. There were families there too. There were a few families. I think there was one boy with his mom who was 14. The boy was 14. And then there was a couple, not that many younger, really. But the older people, they couldn't do those strenuous things. So the bus driver, our bus driver and our tour guide had done this together a lot. And they really worked well together. So where our guide might take us on the hike, the bus driver would say, whoever doesn't want to go or can't make it, we're going to go to this other area where you can just walk out to this, like, overlook and just look over here. And then we're going to go get ice cream across the street. Like, they just worked really well together.
That's my kind of guide. Stop and go a little overlook, and then we're going to go get ice cream.
Yeah, if you want to do the hike. Exactly. So they worked well together because it was hot. I was worried about those people, the older people. And then and the hiking, too. They weren't as mobile that they could have done that. Yeah. I don't know why they chose that itinerary, actually. I learned later. I got to know them the last night. But for most of it, we were all looking at, there were probably seven people that never did the hikes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess if you want to see all those parks, that's a good way to do it, you know, because like I was saying in the intro, you don't have to do the details.
You don't have to drive.
And honestly, you don't have to find the hotel.
And I do think that they work with you. They always have alternatives. There was one couple, and they were the sweetest couple, older couple. She had one of those motorized scooter things that packed up like a suitcase. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. He showed me exactly how it worked. But she could walk, but she would use that. So she obviously could not do hikes. So they would set her and they would drop her and her husband off. She'd get her little motorized bike and they'd say, okay, go straight. There's an overlook over there. You can go around the pathway on your bike. We'll come pick you up after our hike, whatever, you know. So stuff like that through the whole itinerary, they were doing things like that for people who couldn't do some of the more strenuous stuff that was going on. But I feel like everybody still really had a good time. I did find out later that the three ladies that I was most concerned about was a mother and her two daughters. Mm-hmm. They were from the UK, and they came over just for this trip, just to see this area. They were ghost hunters back in the UK. I know, it was so cool. Emma and I had so many questions. We're like, why didn't we get to know you sooner?
Oh my gosh, my husband would be like all about that.
Yeah.
So were they looking for ghosts at that, well, like, no, on the trip?
It's so funny because I was like, if you come back, you got to go to the Grove Park, to Biltmore Grove Park. Like, she's like, yeah, America's a little too new. You guys do have a lot of good places with ghosts, but the UK and Europe, she follows ghost hunters around in groups and does her own. She has all these tools. And
yeah. It's yeah, but there were people here before the Europeans were here.
That's true. Yeah.
So, you know.
I know. It was really cool. It was actually really cool getting to know them.
That's cool. So you ended in Las Vegas. Did you hang out and spend any extra time there?
Emma and I spent an extra night there. So one night is included with Globus. And we were at the, oh my gosh. I'll think of it while we're speaking. But the hotel we're at, we were like maybe a mile from the Bellagio. And I wanted to show Emma the fountains. So we walked down there. Then we went to one of the, I think we passed the Paris, which was kind of fun because the last time I was there was with you, Sandy.
Yeah. that was 10 years ago.
I know. Yeah. And we went in there and Emma was amazed at the ceiling with the clouds painted on it. But every, you can go into all those casinos and they're just, all those lobbies are so amazing.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah. And I thought that Emma would want to do more people watching, but she really wasn't interested in watching all the gamblers and being in the smoke. Mm-hmm. So we did the Bellagio. We had a drink at one cool bar somewhere, came back because the next night, the extra night we stayed, we saw Katy Perry.
Oh, so Katy
Perry, which was awesome.
That's
she
cool.
said she liked it better than the Taylor Swift concert. And she really loved the Taylor Swift concert.
Wow.
I know.
And anybody can get tickets for Katy Perry because it's a residency, yes. right?
Yeah.
What hotel is she performing at?
MGM.
Oh, cool. Is it the Grand? I don't know.
It was MGM. It was some big theater. I think it was MGM.
Yeah, that's cool. That's where we stayed on our honeymoon. MGM.
Oh, is it?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Resort World. Resort
oh,
World.
So that's new. That well, okay. That's newer than when I was there on my honeymoon 20-something years ago. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So they didn't have the sphere yet, or the sphere yet, did they?
I didn't see about? It.
Oh, you would have seen it.
And it was so
like it's open room. Now, though, and U2 has got a residency there.
Oh, okay. So it was so hot again that, honestly, during the days, we would try to pop in and out of a few of the casinos just to see what they look like. Mm-hmm. But we didn't even last long. It was hot. Hot.
Yeah.
It's really hot.
So August in the desert is hot.
Yeah. So I will say, like, a lot of that area I had not seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like the way to do it, like if you think of the map and you can just visualize where Phoenix is, then going up north and going through Utah and then going to Las Vegas, that's a lot of ground to cover. So that's where, excuse me, unless you're going to rent a car, it was really nice just to have that done and have somebody talking to you the whole way, pointing things out, saying, oh, and this is that thing,
that
you might
rock.
Not know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're talking, and we kind of played games to get to know each other. And that sounds so goofy, but actually it was pretty fun. We made the bus ride really fun. And
one of the concerns usually with escorted tours is time. Adequate time in locations and everything. So do you feel like you had enough time to do everything you wanted to do, or did you feel rushed?
So I didn't feel rushed. The only place where I really think they should spend the night is Sedona. That is such a fun, quirky town. And there's so much, and there's a lot of pink Jeep tours, but that's a really cool area. And a lot of great hikes there too. If people wanted to do them on their own.
How far is Phoenix from Sedona?
Maybe 2 hours.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, it's not far. So that's what we'd done before for spring break on our own. We flew into Phoenix, rented a car, drove to Sedona, stayed a few nights, and then we drove up to the Grand Canyon for a day tour. And that's as far as I'd ever gotten.
Gotcha.
And that was okay. Like, that was doable. But I certainly wouldn't have gone further north and then driven all the way out to Vegas.
Yeah.
And that would have just, it was a lot of mileage we covered.
And this was like a week, right?
Yeah, it was a week. And I'll say, like, we had a lot of empty seats. I think our tour was maybe 35, 40 people.
Okay.
And some people just really don't like to be in a group with other people. You kind of feel, here's what I hear my clients say, is that they don't want to feel like they're in a cattle herd.
Right.
And here's, you know, I guess there's some of that because you are taking a tour together, but it's also pre-Rome. We really didn't get on. Sadly, we didn't get to know many of the other people with us until the last night or two.
Yeah.
And we wish.
Now, could you have were there opportunities to kind of have dinner together or have drinks together and
for
stuff?
For sure.
And y'all just, okay.
So they planned two dinners together, I think it was.
Okay.
Globus did. But when they did that, like on Globus tours I've been on before, we were all like, you might be on like a big long picnic table and you kind of get to know a lot more people. This mm-hmm. was restaurants that only had tables of six. So you might right. only be with a few other people. But yeah, we could have always, there were only two included dinners. So any other night we could have asked, and there was another girl traveling on her own that we kind of befriended because kind of feel bad for the solo traveler. But she was making her way around the whole group and that was fun. So she got to meet a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
But it was hard to meet everybody. But when you're with someone after six nights or so, then you really start to, get to know them and then it's time to go.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
We met somebody who goes to school at South Carolina that knows one of the girls that Emma grew up with.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's
small world. His name is Forrest.
Wow.
Small world. But yeah, I think that, I don't know. I love traveling with Globus. I love them for Europe too, because I just feel like if you don't want to rent a car and go to all these places, it's such an easy, mm-hmm. so much is included that you just don't have to think about anything. I have a lot of, you know, families that haven't been to Europe before that like Globus because of that.
I always like a guided tour too. Yeah. I mean, even not even just like the whole week or whatever, but like even if you're in a city and you take a tour where someone, like when we went to Versailles, my husband said that he was so happy we had someone there explaining stuff to us the
exactly.
whole time. You know?
Yes.
Because you just, we just really got a lot more out of it.
I mean, you can Google stuff and read stuff online, but it is. I always feel the same way. I try to do it both ways, and I like having a guide as well.
Yeah. And I prefer the guide to the audio tour because sometimes I get ahead of the audio tour and I'm like, wait, where am I?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to be
looking
at?
Or you have to go a few stairs to the elevator. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, what is this? Yeah. All right, cool. Well, that's awesome. Well, that's our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. And thank you, Amy, for joining us to talk about your trip.
I'm sorry I didn't study more before I
came. I know. We all think we're going to remember everything, right?
I know, I did.
So on behalf of Donna, George, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.